This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 12th. From Bondage to Freedom.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you. For the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not put the Lord your God to the test as you did at Massah. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that it may go well with you, and you may go in and take over the good land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said.
On a weekday morning, Sarah drove to the grocery store a few miles from her home. She was feeling good and listening to a Christian music station on the radio. She began to sing when one of her favorite songs came on, "When I Think About the Lord." Suddenly, tears began rolling down her cheeks, and she pulled the car over to the roadside. Sarah was rejoicing with tears of joy as she remembered what God had done in her life. Sarah was a growing follower of Jesus, but at that time she had begun going out again with old friends who were still living in the fast lane. She had not been careful in remembering what God had done for her. God had brought her out of a lifestyle she did not want to return to. The song on the radio that day reminded Sarah that God had turned her life around. He had freed Sarah from her old life of sin. Sarah's new life was essential to her and her family. She was filled with the Spirit, and God had a plan for her life. She wanted to stay focused and continue taking online courses to earn a bachelor's degree and serve God with her life. A favorite song, Bible passage, or spiritual encounter can help us get back on track when we remember our deliverance from bondage to freedom in the Lord our God, who saves us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Sovereign God, thank you for setting me free in Jesus. Help me to share the hope of life in you with people who are trapped in sin and need the freedom you offer. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.